USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Congress could move on articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump as soon as next week, said a Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sent a memo to Senate Republicans late Friday outlining a possible timeline. Without unanimous consent to bring the Senate back from recess, the soonest the Senate could receive articles of impeachment from the House would be January 19th, the day before the inauguration of President-elect Biden. In a tweet that was only up momentarily before it was deleted by Twitter, President Donald Trump on the official government account said he and his supporters would look into building their own social media platform. The president's account was deleted by Twitter on Friday after a 12-hour ban issued Thursday and a warning against further violating their rules. Google is suspending the alternative social media platform Parler from being downloaded from its Play Store, citing lax rules on content moderation, the app largely popular among conservatives. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Arkansas man who was pictured sitting at a desk in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office at the U.S. Capitol has been arrested by the FBI. 60-year-old Richard Barnett turned himself in on Friday. He's being held without bail. Barnett is accused of entering Pelosi's office, taking some of her mail, and leaving a note behind. The fallout of Wednesday's storming of the Capitol continues with the chief of the Capitol Police Force resigning. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun announced his resignation Thursday after protesters overran his officers and prompted condemnations from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Washington, including a call for him to step down by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Five people in all died in Wednesday's violence. Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed Air Force veteran. The unidentified officer has been placed on administrative leave and an investigation has begun. A Capitol Police officer also died after suffering a stroke, perhaps brought on by being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher earlier in the riot.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A special video tribute aired Friday night on Jeopardy as the final episode featuring the late Alex Trebek aired.
Once before I go, I want you to know
I love it.
That I would do it all again. I'm sure I'd make the same mistake.
It's a yellow hammer, not a yellow hammer.
Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, I do not write the clues. This is family visiting day here at the Jeopardy set.
I would do it.
You really make me feel inadequate.
Sorry about that.
Why do I even set them up for these things?
I want you to know
I don't dance.
But I look back with no regret.
Fear not, I have complete control today.
I was wearing thin. We were down and out. Still came back to me.
Priceless entertainment.
You are right. No, you're not right.
Oh! My influence is felt everywhere.
I still have no regrets.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Until next time on Jeopardy, Alex Trebek. So long.
So long, everybody.
So long, everyone.
So long.
So long, everybody.
So long.
So long.
So long.
So long.
Alex Trebek died November 8th of pancreatic cancer at the age of 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.